Dicom Sports and WPRV present the Rhode Island High School Boys Basketball Divisional Championships live from Brown University. And all the action is brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Quonset Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs in more than 200 companies. Join in Quonset's success at QuonsetJobs.com. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Nairobi offers same-day mattress high delivery 7 days a week. Takeo Incorporated, a Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company and a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. Wright's Farm Restaurant, for any size banquet and events, and a half century of our famous family-style chicken dinner. And by Benrus, it's a better time. Let's go live courtside for the play-by-play with Dan York and Atlantic 10 analyst Chris DeSano.
And we welcome you to the Pensacola Center here at Brown University, where we have a full day of basketball for you on Dicom Sports and WPRV. Dan York with Atlantic 10 analyst Chris DeSano as we tackle game one of three, but it's the last game of a tournament, the Division III basketball tournament featuring Burrillville and Cherokee. Glad to have you in, Chris. Already we've got the kids from Cherokee,
the herd,
in their green, and they are ready, and a lesser contingent traveling all the way down from Burrillville to the big city, but they're streaming in as we speak. We will see crowds filtering in and out of the building over the course of the afternoon. It's so much fun. It's exciting. It's noontime, and it's going to be all the way through 7 o'clock as we tackle the Division 3, 2, and then 1 championship. March Madness is here, not only on a collegiate level soon, but on the high school level now.
It certainly is. And you just said it, Dan. We've got electricity slowly, gaining momentum in this building. The herd is here, as they're called, from Cherokee. They've made the trip up about 30, 35 miles. I know I live down that way myself, so I had to make a similar journey. And a good contingent of students from Burrillville as well. So this is what it's all about. You know, it's the culminating event to what has been a great season for both of these teams. You've got two game teams, two excellent coaching staffs, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens here when this thing gets underway.
All right. We are about ready to hear starting lineups for both the Burrillville Broncos and the Cherokee Chargers. Burrillville comes into the contest with a 16-7 overall record, having lost to Cherokee in the regular season by a score of 63-59. So that bodes well for a close contest here tonight. Burrillville gets here by traveling through the Division III tournament, having last beaten Warwick Vets 53-51. So that was a barn burner for them. And on the other side, Cherokee gets through as a winner in overtime over Tollgate, 62-57, over Pilgrim, 51-48. So both of these teams are tested to the wire. Nobody walked through to this championship.
No, that certainly is correct. And both of these teams understand what it takes. They're teams that have guys that sacrifice for the greater good, make winning basketball plays when it matters, and that's why they're here.
All righty, listen, the starting lineups are about to be introduced, and I think what's probably appropriate for us here is to take a quick break before we get into the play-by-play, and we'll introduce you to the starting lineup. So we'll pause here and come right back. You are listening to the Division III High School Boys Basketball Championships, produced by Dicom Sports on AM 790 WPRB.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
These days, everyone seems to be talking about Rhode Island's economy. Where will the opportunities be? What can we do to prepare for the future? Well, at the Quonset Business Park, the future is right now. Why? Because at Quonset, over 10,000 people are working at growing companies in every sector of our economy. And these companies are hiring. There could be a bright future for you at Quonset, too. To find out, visit us at QuonsetJobs.com. Quonset, come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
Imus in the Morning, Brown Sports, AM 790 Talk and Business, WPRV Providence, a Cumulus station.
Back here at the Pensacola Center, just getting ready. The starting lineups being introduced by to the fans for this Division III basketball championship. Now know that every one of the championships today is an individual one, hard-earned in their division. But we go to the Credit Union Open Championships beginning next week in the middle of the week with a draw of 16. And interestingly enough, we're going to have kind of our own March Madness selection show on Dan York State of Mind on Fox Providence and MyRI TV Tuesday night. We're recording it Monday night. We're going to meet some of the scholar-athletes. We're going to get some analysis of the championship brackets. That is the ultimate March Madness tournament. And what will be interesting to see is whether or not either one of these two teams make that 16 on the power rankings that the Rhode Island Interscholastic League does. Obviously, a championship win here will probably get at least the Division III championship winner in, Chris.
Yeah, from what I understand, and speaking with both of the coaches last night, Sharahoe is sitting in a pretty good position right now. They're ranked 12th as far as that open tournament is concerned. For Burrillville, one of the interesting things about what they're facing today is that this is it for Burrillville, Dan. They will not actually qualify for the open tournament, whether they emerge victorious here or not. So, you know, this is the Holy Grail, so to speak, and they're going to lay it all on the line. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, both these teams are obviously going to do that regardless, but Sharahoe will move on to play Burrillville. It stops here today.
The Sharahoe Chargers and their starting five. Let's take a look and see who we have. Nate Morin had 21 points in the last contest versus Pilgrim. He's a senior guard and captain. Jake Beauregard had 8 points. He's a senior guard. Gabe Felicetti, a junior center. Caleb King and Dominic Serengione round out the starting five for Sharahoe. Right now we're going to hear the national anthem here at the Pizzatola Center. Then we'll meet the Burrillville Broncos, and we'll get underway with the play-by-play.
And now, our national anthem.
Center. So you've met the Sharahoe Chargers. We'll have Nate Morin, Jacob Beauregard, Gabe Felicetti, Dominic Serengione, and Caleb King starting lineup for the Chargers. For the Burrillville Broncos, at guard, a sophomore, Dominic Esposito, Zachary Lefebvre. Jared Cabral had 18 points. By the way, Esposito and Lefebvre each had 10 against Warwick Betts with their two-point win. Jared Cabral will start at guard as well. And then you've got Antoine Dearden in that starting lineup. So I've got I got five of them here. Zachary Duran rounds out the starting lineup for the Chargers. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the sports information on the high school level is a little less diligent than it is.
You get a mind for it a little bit.
On the collegiate level that Chris and I are kind of used to, but it always works out. It might be a little stutter step at the start, but this thing always works out. So we have 16 minutes on the regulation clock in the first half of play, and we are underway with basketball here at the Pizzatola Center. So happy to have you with us as the Burrillville Broncos and Sharahoe Chargers face off for the Division III championship. Sharahoe, in their white uniforms trimmed in green, have the basketball, and they score with Jacob Beauregard driving the baseline and banking one in off the backboard.
Yeah, big-time drive on the baseline. Nice finish, and then Sharahoe able to set up in a 2-2-1 zone press. We'll see what they retreat to. Both of these teams typically play very aggressive man-to-man. Each one of them likes to get out, deny the passing lanes, and make things difficult. So if you're the opponent, you've got to attack against that, not be reactive.
Dominic Esposito drives the lane and dishes off to Zachary Lefebvre, who can't get anything going under the basket. His shot is deflected. good defensive play by the Chargers, and they've got the ball and come to the offensive end. Man-to-man defense from Burrowville. Way outside is Jake Farragar. Goes on the right to a driving Dominic Serengione, who is fouled in route to the basket. He will go to the free throw line.
That was an excellent two-man game right there. Serengione came out to set the screen, was able to then dive to the hole, receive the pass pretty much in rhythm, and was able to elevate, get himself to the stripe where he'll have a couple here.
Dominic Serengione, a junior forward, takes some time, rests the ball on his hip, and throws up the first free throw. It is good.
And Serengione, a big kid, well-built, also very versatile. He can attack you off the bounce, and that's one of the things he likes to do to opposing big men. He will drive them where he then has a size advantage and a quickness advantage as well most of the time.
Makes the second. Scoreboard doesn't indicate who picked up that foul. I hope they're going to charge that baby up. We'll have to see as we go. But we've got points on the board. They're all Cherho's, and now Cherho with the full-court pressure causes a steal, but before they get going, they're caught for a foul.
Yeah, I think it's a good call. Little over-anxiousness on the part of Serengione right there. It was a pass that was lobbed across the court, ripe for a pickoff, but Serengione did not quite get there in time. Tried to essentially almost punch it, and in the process of doing so, trying to punch it into the backcourt, went over the back.
Alrighty, just a minute nine in to the basketball game. And the Burrowville Broncos come to the front. Jared Cabral, I should say, is on the right wing. Goes left to Dominic Esposito, whose three-point shot is deflected, but it's caught underneath, and Zachary Lefebvre scores, and then he is fouled, so he has a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, that was a huge bucket by Lefebvre right there. You're taught at a young age, and you still see players not do it, even at the collegiate and NBA level, to play through contact. That's what he did. He didn't try to avoid the contact, went through contact, and was able to score.
Free throw is good. So the three-point play brings the Broncos back to within one as we cruise past a minute and a half gone by in the ballgame. Burrowville with their dark navy blue uniforms on defense, and a steal is made. Antoine Dearden steals the ball on the defensive end, and here come the Broncos to the front court, trailing by one. Zachary Lefebvre on the right wing in front of his bench gives to Dominic Esposito, who's jammed up, goes top of the key to Antoine Dearden, who loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be Charger ball.
Nice play right there by Cherho Big. Gabe Felicetti got his active hands in there, but was able to do so without fouling. Off the knee of the Burrowville player, turnover.
Now the Broncos put on full court pressure, and the Chargers having a little bit of difficulty with it.
Yeah, they will employ a 1-2, 1-1 zone press. They backed it off that time. Might have just been trying to dictate pace a little bit, slow Cherho down.
Jacob Bjerregaard throws the ball away on the front end. Stolen by Antoine Dearden, and so Dominic Esposito comes hustling to the front side. He's checked by Caleb King, and hands off now near midcourt. Now on the weave to the top of the key. Here's Dominic Esposito. His jumper no good. Off to the left. Rebounded by Nate Morin, who had 21 the other day. He goes between the legs to the top of the key and dishes back out. Jake Bjerregaard gives inside to a driving Dominic Serengione. Same play as last time, but they're going to call an offensive foul, nullify the basket. It'll be Burrowville ball.
Yeah, and beyond that, it's a huge development. It's Serengione's second foul. He's a guy that does so much for this team. Got that first foul, a little over-anxiousness on the press. That time, great job by the defender keeping the feet set. Serengione bowled him over. He's going to have to take a seat.
Substitution, Dan LaBelle checks in, a sophomore forward for Cherho. So first substitution of the ball game. And Burrowville comes across, trailing by one. Zachary Durant on the right wing to Dominic Esposito. He holds high, got a little pressure between the keys to Zachary Durant. Good man-to-man pressure from Cherho. And here's the driving shot from Dominic Esposito. No good. Rebounded underneath by Antoine Dearden. He scores, and he is fouled.
Yeah, Antoine Dearden is the leading rebounder on this Burrowville team. You can see why. Real aggressiveness attacking the offensive glass. That's the second or third opportunity that Burrowville's gotten in terms of generating some second chance points, and they were able to cash in.
Free throw coming for Dearden. It bangs off the back of the rim, but Burrowville on a little 5-0 run after going down 4-0 early. And there's a throwaway Pearlville backing on the fast break, and then they throw it away. So we reset, no harm, no foul. Dominic Esposito hands off to Jake Beauregard, and he drives the lane, dishes off to Gabe Bellicetti, who scores the bunny, and Cherifield goes back up 6-5.
That was an excellent play right there by Beauregard. He's been dealing with a gimpy ankle, but came out off that ball screen, looked great, delivered the pass perfectly.
Here's a driving shot from Zachary Lefebvre. It's no good. Caromed off the backboard and the rim. It was a nice, pretty drive. He's a little out of control and couldn't make it happen. So here comes Jericho on the other side. Left wing jumper is no good. Thrown up by Nate Morin, but rebounded by Gabe Bellicetti. And so Jericho retains possession. Now at the top of the key, Beauregard in. He dishes off to Bellicetti, who scores.
Yep, basically same play, different alley. That time the screen was set by Bellicetti. He dove down the right-hand alley. Beauregard found him in rhythm. Easy deuce off the glass. Beautiful two-man game.
4 minutes gone by. Cherojo leads 8-5. Pearlville to the front court. On the left wing, it's Jared Cabral. He drives right across the lane, and his floater is good.
Yeah, that's a tough shot in traffic right there. Used his left shoulder, was able to create separation with it, which allowed him to get the shot up without being blocked softly on the rim, flip through.
Caleb King, left wing for Cherojo. Chargers in their white uniforms, trimmed in green. They throw it away. Gabe Bellicetti threw a bounce pass into the lane, and it was blocked. And here comes Burville the other way, driving a little bit out of control of Jared Cabral. However, Burville gets the rebound. Dominic Esposito picked it up off the floor, drove in with his left hand, and scored off the glass. The Broncos lead 9-8. Now Cherojo races to the front, and a foul is called as Dan LaBelle was going to the hole.
This is great back and forth action right here, Dan.
Oh, we love the high school game.
We do.
It's just up and down and up and down and up and down. And you're a little hoarse at the end of the afternoon, but
we'll get there.
All right, inbound play underneath, set play. Results in a shot thrown up by Dan LaBelle, no good. And so Burville takes the rebound off the floor.
Nice looking shot. Had about an open 8-footer. Tried to float it up there, the rim softly, but just caromed out.
Zachary Lefebvre on the top of the key. Gives a pretty dish inside to Antoine Neerden, and he scores. Nice offensive motion there, and the Broncos go up 11-8.
Yeah, nice play by Dearden. Kept his patience, didn't shuffle his feet and travel as the big man took his time, converted.
On the other side, Jake Beauregard forces up a layup. Couldn't catch rim. Burrowville comes up with the rebound. They swing it down the offensive end, and they throw it away. And so it'll go back to Cherojo in the backcourt with full court pressure coming from the Broncos.
Yeah, probably could have taken one more dribble before trying to make that pass. Just a little too long.
How about that pretty behind-the-back move by Nate Morin at half court, and he takes it all the way to the hole and scores. How about that?
Nate Morin is the man for this team. You saw it right there. He's got a high IQ, knew just what to do along the sideline, slipped his defender, stayed under control, cashed.
One-point ball game. Burrowville with the one-point lead and the ball in front of the Cherojo basket. Top of the key, Zachary Lefebvre. He drives in, forces one up in traffic, no good, off glass, rebounded by Gabe Bellicetti for Cherojo. Now they're on the break. Loose ball, foul. I should mention that Bruce Fay, who did not make that call but who is at half court, is in his 33rd year as an official.
Wow.
And this is his last game as an official. So how about that?
How about that? Guy that has given essentially a huge chunk of his life to high school sports, and well-deserved.
Substitution. Somebody's stuck in there. We'll figure out. You can't look the other way. Don't look the other way.
You can't.
Right now, Jero has the ball. Here's a drive in traffic thrown up by Gabe Bellicetti. He got fouled en route, or is it an offense?
It's an offensive foul. It's an offensive foul, and once again, just a little bit out of control on the part of Cherojo on the drive. Burrowville defender Zach Duran really took a shot there. Got to give him credit for sticking his nose in, keeping those feet planted, and drawing the offensive foul.
Josh DeCaro checked in for Burrowville. See, I caught up to that. 11-10, 9:24 remaining in the first half. Here's a forced shot thrown up by Zachary Duran, and he had it shoved right back down his throat. Didn't even get to the hoop, so Cherojo trailing by one.
Yeah, excellent defensive play by Dan LaBelle. Held his ground. Whoa, that thing's in the front row, and I'm not even going Bob Uecker on that.
Jacob Beauregard, as Chris was explaining the defensive play, just tossed one cross court and over everybody's head. Another turnover. There's been plenty of them. There always is. A lot of nerves.
Right idea, just inaccurate execution. There was an availability for a skip pass there. Just a little too high.
9 minutes remaining first half. The Broncos with a one-point lead. And now a three-point lead with Dominic Esposito. Scores a 17-foot jumper inside the three-point line. It's 13-10 Burrowville. Cheriho races the other way. Jumper inside is missed by Caleb King. And on the ensuing battle for the rebound, we have a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Broncos of Burrowville.
Yep. Tie up. Burrowville getting in there once again. And able to tie that ball up. They're going to take it down the other way. Esposito has done a great job. I want to certainly mention him. He made a tough mid-range jumper last time down the floor, but was under control and poised the entire time. Knew exactly the spot he wanted to get to on the floor. Was able to get there, pull up from the right-hand elbow, and knock it down. And Jason, once again, Burrowville has a chance here coming down.
Jason Cabral checks in for the Burrowville Broncos, replacing Zachary Duran. So the Broncos against the man-to-man defense from the Cheriho Chargers. Top of the key, Jared Cabral gives out to Antoine Dearden and forces up a three-pointer, which caroms off the back. And here comes Cheriho on the offensive end, driving his bureau guard. He misses. They race the other way. Dominic Esposito throws ahead of the field to Jared Cabral. He scores. And we have a foul as well. So that puts the Broncos up 15-10, and we'll have a free throw.
Yeah, that was a high degree of difficulty on that shot by Jared Cabral. Didn't really have a great angle, but was able to get it to go. Credit him. He did come down awkwardly, it looks like, on his left ankle that he's favoring a bit. We'll have to monitor that as this one continues. Seems like he's going to continue to gut it out right now as he steps to the line.
Substitution for Cheriho. Back in the game, Dominic Serengione. He replaces Dan LaBelle. So Jared Cabral is on the free throw line.
And as Serengione checks back into the game for Cheriho, you know, this is a substitution of trust on the part of Corey Downey. His big fella, versatile forward, has got two fouls, still 8 minutes left in this half, but he knows they need him, so he's going to trust his player to play smart and not pick up that crucial third.
All right, free throw is missed. Cheriho has the basketball. Nate Morin between the circles, gets to Bjergard, top of the key for a three-point jumper, missed by Dominic Serengione. Caroms away, and Burrowville has it to the front court. Cabral, Jared Cabral, his brother Jason is on the floor as well. He gets bumped. Cheriho has the ball back. They're down five. They haven't scored in a while. His Bjergard jumper caroms away. No good. Serengione with the rebound. Out to Morin for a three-pointer. Short. Rebounded by Antoine Dearden for Burrowville, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. 15-10 the score. You're listening to the Division III Championship, produced by Dicom Sports on WPRB.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, they're a third-generation, family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for businesses and homeowners. 80 years in business, they continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets, and believe that their core values and enduring commitment to product quality will keep them a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more at taco-hvac.com.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
All righty, welcome back to the Pizzatola Center. It's 7 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first half. The Division III Championship underway with the Burrowville Broncos leading the Cheriho Chargers 15-10. The Burrowville Broncos turn it over again, and here comes Cheriho.
Yeah, nice dead ball call by Corey Downey right there. Cheriho switched to a 2-3 zone coming out of the break. Disrupted the rhythm of Burrowville. Was able to get the turnover. And now a big bucket down the other end.
Tom Longaluso had checked in the ball game for Cheroho, and he just scores. And so Longolucho is now on the free throw line. After the basket and the foul, he'll try to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, Longolucho normally likes to attack via baseline, but did a really nice job there flashing into the middle of the floor, receiving the pass, and then finishing with the left hand.
We get the foul.
Got it.
Foul was on. We'll check that. They're putting up the points, but they're not putting up the fouls on the scoreboard. We'll have to talk to somebody about that. But the free throw was good. 15-13 is the score. And there's a three-point jumper from the left wing by Jared Cabral.
Scouting report. That's actually Jason Cabral, Dan, and that's his game. He is a catch-and-shoot guy from the left wing.
Cheroho to the offensive end. Missed three-pointer from Dominic Sorrentione, and Burrillo comes the other way. And the score by Antoine Dearden puts the Broncos up 20-13.
Yeah, we've seen Dearden have success on a couple of occasions inside. Really goes up strong. Able to finish once again.
Front court against the zone defense. Cheroho trying to figure something out. Cross-court pass thrown from Sorrentione inside to Tyler Colby, who just checked into the ball game. It's knocked out of bounds, and Cheroho will inbound underneath their own basket.
And folks, that was Jared Cabral. Check that. I saw the number wrong last time, so Dan was spot on as usual.
Ryan Apici has checked in as well for Cheroho. So now the Chargers are using a lot of players. Apici is a senior guard underneath the basket. We've got a bobble, and it will be Burrillo ball. 20-13 is the score. We've got 5:38 remaining in the first half of play in this Division III championship. The Division II and Division I championships will follow later on this afternoon. Right wing jumper thrown up by
that was Jason.
Jason Cabral. It's no good. He missed. Ball on the floor. It's out of bounds. It'll be Cheroho's ball.
Did they have to be 4-14? You know, they could have been 38, you know, 59.
All right, Cheroho, who might be the perceived favorite in this ballgame, 7 points down now, 20-13, as Jake Burgard comes to the offensive end. He is double-teamed out on the zone, gives to Sorrentione. Left-hand dribble, switches, goes back to the top of the key, circles, has nowhere to go, gives to Morin. Morin's jumper is no good. Rebounded by Antoine Dearden. He forces it up on the right to Jared Cabral. Outside to Zachary Durant between these circles. And he pulls it back to midcourt. Now the left-hand dribble. He's got some space. He goes baseline, eight-footer, air ball. Rebounded underneath and missed by Quentin Dearden, who returned or just arrived in the ball game in the last break. And we've got a timeout called by Cheroho. They took the ball, and they take a quick timeout, and so will we. Right back on WPRV.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing, and I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great, see you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
All right, back to the ball game. Cheroho has the ball off the timeout, and they turn it over.
Yeah, it was a well-designed play by Corey Downey. Had his team come out, run little crossing scissor cuts right around the high post or so for the guard. Sorrentione then flashed to the strong side, received the pass, but just shuffled the feet on that left low block. Clear travel. But a good idea. This Cheroho team's been disrupted on offense. They've got to get better looks.
Well, speaking of good looks, great pass from the wing to Antoine Dearden. He scores for Burrillo, putting them up 22-13, and then they pick one off on the other end. So Burr goes back with the basketball. Zachary Duran goes inside to Antoine Dearden, who stutter steps and throws up a left hand.
It's a good call. Good call. They're going to get him for a travel.
Well, one official had a foul.
Yeah.
And Bruce Fay had the travel.
I agree with Bruce. I thought it was a travel. It was an up-and-under attempt by the Burrville offensive player, but essentially took one half step too much trying to go to the left.
All right, so the senior official gets the call, and
that's it.
Bill Moran had a little chuckle about that. The official who thought maybe it was a foul. Dominic Serengione for Jericho bangs in a three-pointer from the right side of the key, and so I guess they're calling that a two. So it's 22-15 with 3:30 remaining in the first half. On the right wing, in front of the Jericho bench, Zachary Duran scores for Burrville. It's a 24-15 lead for the Broncos.
Trading perimeter shots these last two possessions. That was a confident rise-up right there.
Gabe Felicetti, top of the key, gives on the left to Dan LaBelle. A lot of movement of the roster here for Jericho. They're looking for the right combination. They had one there. Good dish to Dominic Serengione, and he scores the basket, 24-17.
Yeah, big-time jump stop by Serengione. Cleared space for himself and was then able to elevate and convert on the right side.
Zachary Duran at midcourt, working against Nate Morin. Behind his back, goes baseline, and scoring is Antoine Dearden with a 12-foot jumper.
Nice look, short corner, Dearden knocked it down.
9-point spread again for Burrville. Here's Morin driving in for the Chargers. He has it stripped away by Zachary Duran, who then has it stripped away going the other way. Jake Beauregard gives to Morin. He drives in and scores for Jericho.
Transition bucket. We'll see if that gets Morin going. He's got one of the prettiest shots you'll see. It's soft. It hasn't fallen yet. So what do? You take it to the cup. Get yourself going that way. Easy deuce for him. We'll see if that ignites his perimeter game.
26-19, 2:15 remaining in the half. Left wing jumper comes up from Dominic Esposito. Bounds away. Cherahoe's Serengione gets the rebound.
Yeah,
to Beauregard on the right to LaBelle. Three-pointer. Good.
Big time shot. And it was all started by the board work of Serengione. Since he's gotten back in the game, the second chance opportunities are not there for Burrville the way they were early. He is doing work on the glass, got it down the court, involved his teammate, big time three.
1:40 to go in the half. Now it's a 4-point game, was a nine. Here's a long three-pointer coming off from Jared Cabral. It's short, rebound off the floor, taken by the Chargers. Cherahoe to the offensive end.
Cabral can knock that down, but it has to be within the flow. That was a little forced.
Serengione on the left wing gives in the corner to Gabe Felicetti. His 12-foot floater is good. 26-24. Now Jericho is right back in it with 1:15 remaining
pretty
in
shot.
The first half.
Pretty shot.
Man-to-man pressure from the Chargers of Jericho as Zachary Lefebvre, the return during the last break, takes it from the foul line and in deliberate style goes in, bangs in off the glass, scores, it's fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line.
Knew exactly how much space he had, was able to pivot, get himself inside, kiss that one off the window for two, and draw the contact.
Zachary Lefebvre is on the free throw line trying to complete this three-point play, shooting into the Cherokee fan contingent there. Not bothered, he makes it and puts the Broncos back up by five.
Focus.
Caleb King, twisting and turning for Jericho. Back to the basket, throws up a forced shot, no good, gets his own rebound, tries to dish off to Nate Morin. It's broken up and Burrville has the ball back. We're under a minute to play, 45 seconds. And walking up the floor with the ball is Zachary Duran against Nate Morin. Left-hand dribble, gives on the right to Esposito. Now Lefebvre, he thinks about the three, instead drives in, misses the layup, little out of control, and the rebound comes down to Caleb King of Cherokee. We're in the 30-second mark, 25 on the shot clock as they walk it across. Jake Beauregard out near midcourt, taking the air out of the ball a little bit. Caleb King, left wing, LaBelle, King, Beauregard, he gets a pick, goes left side, throws on the right wing. LaBelle throws up off the hip. Another three-pointer. What a style that is. Doesn't matter. He knocked it in. 29-27. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage of play with a foul called against Burrville. some kind of a push occurred as they took the ball, and so the ball will go back to Cheriho underneath their own basket, down 2 points with 2.7 seconds remaining in the first half.
We could be looking at a significant swing, and you're right, Dan. LaBelle's shot, it is from the hip, and he was even falling away, but
it's two in a row.
He's made two in a row. He's feeling good. That bucket is looking real big to his eyes.
All right. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here and take a breath. So 29-27. In typical Division III style, this thing has been an up and down. And yeah, I just love this game. Most of these kids aren't going to find a college career. Some of them might see a Division II or Division III career. Probably not. But it doesn't mean that they don't have talent. It doesn't mean they don't have grit. And they find a way to get it into the hoop. And I got to get a kick out of Dan LaBelle shooting from the ankles.
Oh, yeah. It's a shoestring jumper. But it has been thoroughly effective here in the first half. And really, you know, his two threes that he's whacked, the free ball could be an equalizer, as we know, and then some. And he has gotten his team back in the game.
Hey, listen, Vibe Go Vibrators are leading change in Rhode Island. Join the team and make a difference. If you have a job, but you're looking for a career, a growing manufacturer, multiple positions available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing. I'll tell you more about that in a second. With 2 seconds to go, Nate Morin throws up a shot, no good, at the buzzer. And that will be the end of the first half with the Broncos leading Cheriho 29-27. That's Burrowville 29 and Cheriho 27. I was saying, listen, Vibeco Vibrators has a great career opportunity for multiple positions in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, and a great place to learn and grow, of course. Vibeco Vibrators, leading change Rhode Island. Join the team and make a difference. Go to vibeco.com/careers. We'll take a break, come back, and summarize the first half on WPRV.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken, just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wright's Farm.com.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions. The mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigants.
10,000 jobs. It's a lot of people working. And it's happening right here in Rhode Island. Where? At the Quonset Business Park. 10,000 jobs in manufacturing, engineering, medical research, aquaculture, and at one of the largest, most successful auto importers in North America. Could there be something for you at Quonset? Find out. Go to QuonsetJobs.com. Be one of the 10,000. Come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
All right, back here at the Pensacola Center, Dan York, along with Chris DeSano. 29-27 the score. Burrowville leads. Quick summary on the first half of the Division III championship game.
Well, Burrowville jumped out. They really were aggressive, particularly defensively, as we knew they were going to be. Forced a ton of Cheriho turnovers and did an awful nice job on the offensive glass themselves, getting themselves second-chance point opportunities. Built about a 10-point cushion, but Cheriho stormed back. Seringione was able to get back in the game. And they were able to make a couple of late threes to pull within two here at the half.
Hey, listen, Hope, a School, a Team, a Dream, the latest incredible book from best-selling author and award-winning Providence Journal sports columnist Bill Reynolds. You'll be taken through a hidden world just a few hundred yards away from here at Brown University, and you'll be inspired by this true story of the extreme challenges of the 2012 Hope boys basketball team, the troubles and triumph of young men, their head coach, and mentors who pursued one goal, a championship, but achieved so much more. Find the book now via Amazon, BillReynoldsBooks.com, and wherever outstanding books are sold. And you'll hear a little bit from Bill coming up at the halftime. Right now it's 29-27, the score, Burrillville over Cherahoe. We shall continue here on WPRV.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing, and I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great, see you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wrightsfarm.com.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. on AM 790 for the locally produced IRM Today, the property management show, presented by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88, hosted by Jason Martins. IRM Today is a live call-in show with discussion of property management issues. Special guests from all trades and programs will add insight and direction. If you missed the show, catch the podcast at 790business.com 24/7. The Property Management Show every Tuesday on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Some call it an economic bright spot. Some people even say it's booming. But they're all talking about one place, the Quonset Business Park. At Quonset, more than 10,000 people are working at over 175 Rhode Island companies, and many of them are hiring. There are jobs available right now in submarine building, engineering, even jobs at one of the top 10 auto ports in North America. To learn more, visit QuonsetJobs.com. Quonset. Share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Halftime here at the Pizzatola Center. This is Doug McGonigal, and the following is Dan York and Bill Reynolds talking about his new book, Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream, from Friday night's Dan York State of Mind broadcast.
Let me ask you this. You have made a living as a sports chronicler. Do you have invested time and energy in the individual stories of athletes across the spectrum? It has been one of the things I think has been part of your incredible signature. But there's a thing that I always think about, especially I think about it when I'm doing the public address at the Ryan Center and there's a full crowd and there's an economy to this collegiate sports thing. There's a big business aspect. We've
got no doubt.
Satellite trucks outside.
Right.
We've got million-dollar paid coaches.
Right.
We've got referees, for heaven's sakes, that are making $2,500 a game.
Right.
And the kids that are putting on the performance, they're scholar athletes on the collegiate level.
Absolutely, yeah.
But is your effort to chronicle this Hope High School team kind of a consciousness about all of that and whether or not it's real and where the reality really exists within the game of basketball or sport in general?
I think the question is too smart for me. I don't know. I don't deal with it. I deal with it on a variety of levels, but who people are and what motivates them is, to me, more important than the actual games, if that makes any sense. Someone's going to win and someone's going to lose, and there's another game next week, and there's another season next season, and we all know that. It's who are they? And these kids, the ones in this book, these are the ones who don't get to the Ryan Center, and they're not going to get to the Ryan Center. But they got the same dreams, they got the same basketball dreams, and they go.
Do they?
Oh, I think so. I think a lot of them do. Not all of them, but yeah. It's the inner city. It's the ghetto dream, and it's the ghetto game in a lot of ways. And if you're not good at it, you pay a psychic price for that because you're supposed to be good at it. But it's the carrot. It's the carrot they're all chasing. I mean, not every kid, obviously.
And not all these inner city teams are championship teams either.
Oh God, no.
They get beat by the Suburbans.
Well, sure. Because,
often.
Well, all right. But the reality is, there's no middle school basketball in Providence. So kids learn pickup games. They play knockout, hustle, these ridiculous playground games that have nothing to do with basketball. and they don't. There's no middle school game, so they come into high school basically, a lot of them, out of a playground AAU culture, who have never been taught basketball really. They haven't played a whole lot of what we call real basketball, and they struggle with it. There's no doubt about that. And when they struggle with it, it's a psychic struggle because they're supposed to be good at it.
That's an excerpt from Daniel York's State of Mind with Projo sports columnist Bill Reynolds. You'll hear Bill's reflections each halftime of our high school playoff broadcasts. Back with the second half next on WPRV.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wrightsfarm.com.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at NavigantCU.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigants.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, they're a third generation family owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for businesses and homeowners. 80 years in business, they continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets, and believe that their core values and enduring commitment to product quality will keep them a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more at Taco-HVAC.com.